Blog Talk Radio.
Dear pesky blackheads, you disgust me. You're ugly, dirty, and just plain nasty. Enough is enough. Meet my Biore Deep Cleansing Charcoal Pore Strip. This strip, with natural charcoal, will pluck you out. Oil too. Sayonara, blackheads. See ya on the Biore Strip side. Sincerely, finally clean pores. Love charcoal? Also try Biore Baking Soda Cleansing Scrub for an exfoliating deep clean. Biore, free your pores.
Yeah, all I can say is I love you. I just need to say I love you. When I'm all alone, sing me a song to lift me on this journey towards hope. So I won't forget you, so don't forget me. The only thing I need to come and see is shalom from you. So I won't forget this, and I won't regret this, what you've done for me so far. And my days seem longer, and my nights seem shorter. I feel like time ain't on my side. Find me a shelter, your covering is better than any comfort this world could give. So I won't forget you, so don't forget me. The only thing I need to come, I see, is shalom from you. And I won't forget this, and I won't regret this, what you've done for me so far. Hear my call, hear me call. I'm calling out to you above. My people, save our people, call us out of Babylon. And I won't forget you, so don't forget me. The only thing I need to come and see is shalom from you. So I won't forget this, and I won't regret this, what you've done for me so far.
Listening to the Israelite Heritage Radio Network, where we restore the forgotten heritage to the forgotten people.
Hey, Shalom, Shalom family, and welcome to the Blessed Handmaids of Yah and Yehoshua Radio Show, hosted through blogtalkradio.com on the Israelite Heritage Radio Network. We are the Women's Ministry of Israelite Heritage Organization, dedicated to restoring the forgotten heritage to the forgotten people. So peace, peace to everyone who is on the line. Shalom to everyone in the chat room, everyone listening in the archives, and any guests that we may have, any newbies, or anyone we may have in the house tonight. A special shalom goes out to you. I'm your host for this night, Isilia Yisrael, along with my co-tees. Shalom, shalom, co-tees. How y'all doing?
Shalom, shalom. Doing well. How are you?
Shalom, ladies. How are you? I'm doing well.
Doing well. Can't complain. Can't complain. Welcome, family. That guest calling number for anybody who would like to call in and listen is 347-633-9606. Again, that's 347-633-9606. And tonight's topic of discussion is Yah is our strength. So hallelujah for that. To kick things off, I want to read a scripture here. And this is Psalms chapter 46, and it only has 11 verses, so I'm going to go ahead and read through the whole thing here, just, you know, to set the tone for tonight's show. Yah is our refuge and strength, a help in distress soon found. Therefore we do not fear, though the earth reels, and mountains topple into the heart of the seas. Let its waters rage, foam. Let mountains shake with its swelling. Selah. A river whose streams make glad the city of Yah, the set-apart dwelling of the Most High Yah. Again, this is Psalms chapter 46. Yah is in her midst. She does not topple. Yah does help her when morning turns. The nations shall rage, kingdoms shall topple. He shall give forth his voice, the earth knows. Yah of hosts is with us. The power of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, see the works of Yah, the ruins he has wrought on the earth, causing all fighting to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariot with fire. Be still and know that I am Yah. I am exalted among nations. I am exalted in the earth. Yah of hosts is with us. The power of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. So they think about that. So again, that is Psalms chapter 46. Welcome everyone to the timings of Yah Yehoshua Radio Show. And tonight we're talking about Yah is our strength. And I prayed long and hard for confirmation on what that means. And confirmation didn't come until yesterday. I know what strength means, but Yah is our strength. When we say that Yah is our strength, what does that mean? We know that Yah is almighty. Yah is Yael. Yah is power. Yah is self-existing. Yah is strength. But what does it mean that Yah is our strength? So I prayed about this, and Yah answered, and what Yah said was this. Yah is our strength means that I am always by your side. I am always with you. I fight for you. I protect you. I provide for you. Thus said Yah. And for us to tap into this ultimate power source is just to believe that. To believe that Yah is always in our lives, you know, in the lives of his servants. That's what it means that Yah is our strength. And our strength comes from the mercy of Yah. And we talk about it all the time, about how we struggle with certain things in our lives and in our walks, just our individual struggles. And sometimes we talk about it, and at times we can even find ourselves talking about it, you know, just complaining about it maybe. Hey, we all do our fair share of complaining, as if Yah is not in our midst. We've all been there. We all have our little things, but the only thing separating us from someone who does not have Yah is that Yah's mercy is in our lives. And for that, we have what it takes to overcome anything and anyone. Yah's mercy and his protection is his strength working in our lives. The mercy of Yah and the protection of Yah is Yah's strength working in our lives. So we were strong enough to overcome the world that we came from because Yah had mercy on us. I want to go to Psalms chapter 9 and read verses 9 through 10 and be quick. Again, this is Psalms chapter 9 verses 9 through 10, and it says, "And Yah is a refuge for the crushed one, a refuge in times of distress. And those who know your name trust in you, for you have not forsaken those who seek you, O Yah." Those who know your name trust in you. See, when you talk to parents, and those of you who are parents can relate to this, when you talk to parents and they say to you they would do anything for their children, they say to you that theirs don't have to worry about anything. They say to you that they are ready to go to war for theirs. They are saying to you, "I am the strength of my children," or "behind my children who are not old enough to be strong by themselves." See, we are still all children of Yah. Until we are free from these bodies, from these rotten and these melting bodies, until we have made the kingdom, if Yah so deems us worthy to make it, you know, Yah willing. Until then, we are still children of Yah. Yah will always be our father. No mistake in that. But in these weak bodies, we are still babies in his eyes. It's kind of like once we made the kingdom, now we're grown-ups. Right now, we're still babies in his eyes. We're still very much vulnerable to all of these different things, all of the spiritual wickedness and high places and all of the everything that comes with this flesh. And as Yah's babies, Yah does not take lightly when his babies are in distress, when they are in need, or when they are in trouble. You know, even when we were in the world, again, our Father's mercy was still upon us. his strength was still behind us. And so as we discuss this tonight on just Yah is our strength, that means Yah is our, you know, Yah's mercy working in our lives is Yah's strength working in our lives. So how do we tap into this power source in our everyday lives? We tap into it by simply believing that it exists. If I'm down, if I'm at the lowest of the low and I feel that I can't even go on, I don't have anyone to talk to, I don't have anyone to understand, if I feel that way, what brings me back? What saves me from the demons that have attempted to open up this new reality, you know, that I'm, you know, something other than a child of Yah? What can bring me back from that? How in my everyday life do I tap into that rock that is our Yah? How do I tap into it? I tap into it by coming to the realization that even in my most saddest of moments, Yah is still there. And if Yah is still there, then that means that I am still worthy. And if I am still worthy, that means that I can seek refuge in Yah. So you see, your level of belief is what makes you strong. Your level of trust, you know, your refuge in Yah depends on whether or not you trust Yah to be that refuge. We got to believe that Yah is there, to believe that he is that rock in our lives. And at that point, at the point to where we don't believe, that's when we become really, that's the moment of true weakness for us. See, weakness is not falling down, because when you fall, Yah is still there. Yah hasn't gone anywhere. Weakness is not making a mistake, because Yah is still there. Yah has not gone anywhere. Our true moment of weakness is the point where we have turned our backs on Yah and his mercy is no longer in our lives. That's when we become weak. And so that's just one thing to remember, is that as long as Yah's mercy and his protection is working in our lives, we have the strength of Yah.
Hallelujah. That's a perfect point. I love that when you say weakness is really just giving up on Yah. I have a scripture that actually ties in perfectly with that. I'm just going to read it real quick. It's 2 Corinthians 12 and 9 through 10. It says, "And he said to me, my favor is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, then, I shall rather boast in my weakness, that the power of Messiah rests on me. Therefore, I take pleasure in the weakness and insults and needs and persecutions and distress for the sake of Messiah. For I am weak, then I am strong." We have to remember that when we feel weak, that's our strongest point, because that's when we develop that intimacy with Yah. And that's when our faith becomes the strongest, because of how weak we feel. Not so much anything else, but that intimacy is what gives us the strength and the faith that we need to continue in this walk. So I just wanted to kind of throw that in real quick. Hallelujah for this topic today.
King, hallelujah. That was great, Akoti Ataria, and it was lovely the way you brought that scripture after EC gave that beautiful introduction to tonight's topic. Both of what you all said is basically the foundation of what we're talking about. Most definitely, Akoti Ataria, when you read that scripture about that weakness, you know, I just, you know, I'm thinking of the word trust, because this trust that we have in Yah is also very important. The trust that we have in Yah actually depends on our faith in Yah as well. And when we have the ability to activate that faith, when we have to exercise that faith, in times of weakness, in times of trouble, in times of distress. You know, we live in a world where trust must be earned, and it seems to be very short in supply. You know, and I know this is something that the women can definitely relate to. You know, we always say, you know, in the world, you know, I didn't really have many friendships. I didn't really have many kinships and, you know, associations with a lot of people because I felt like I couldn't trust anyone. But, you know, in Proverbs, King Solomon wrote that trust is exactly where we need to start. You know, Proverbs 3, verse 5 says, trust in Yah with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. All of us face so many disappointments, but these disappointments in the world have taught us that we can only depend on ourselves. But living this life with Yah means that we have to unlearn that lesson. Instead, we have to rest in Yah's understanding because Yah possesses all wisdom. Romans 11:33 says, oh, the depth of riches of the wisdom and knowledge of Yah, how unsearchable his judgments and his path beyond, you know, tracing out. So basically, ladies, it's like, you know, we have to ask ourselves, what are we doing to stay encouraged, to stay hopeful, to stay faithful when it seems as if that no one is listening or no one cares? In our daily lives, we have so many different responsibilities, and we have these moments where we are by ourselves. We have these moments where there's nothing but silence, and Yah gives us the opportunity to think. And at these times, we can become weak, just as Ataria was saying. But somehow we end up feeling depressed, we feel stressed out, and we feel lonely. But it's not supposed to be that way. We should never feel alone or forgotten because Yah assures us that he will never leave us. You know, it says that in Deuteronomy 31:8. So there's a problem if we're proclaiming that we truly believe in Yah, but we still say that we feel lonely in the same breath. You know, those things don't match because there's strength in Yah. So we shouldn't be saying, you know, well, I'm a servant of Yah and I'm striving and I'm doing what I can. But when we have these times of weakness, we're not drawing our strength from Yah. That's a problem because as the weaker vessel, we already know that we're more susceptible to things happening. You know, ladies, we're very emotional. We go through a lot of different things because our lives change daily and we go up and we go down. But ladies, we have to know at all times that our strength comes from Yah. Yes, we have our coaches, we have our husbands, we have our leaders, and we have our teachers, but Yah is our foundation. Yah is our rock. Yah is our strength. He's that main power source, and that's what we need to be tapping into at all times, not just at times where we're feeling low, but we should be this way all of the time. There should be no question. There should be no question. You know what I'm saying? We shouldn't be thinking twice or, you know, kind of slipping into depression and doubt. Because we already know that Yah is our strength. So hallelujah for tonight's topic. I think it will be a blessing to everyone who is listening tonight and will be listening in the future. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some excellent points you ladies brought up. And Ataria, you spoke about how in our weakness we are the most trusting of Yah. And that's because we are completely stripped down, you know, when we are at that point where we can do nothing but trust in Yah. We have nothing. We have no one to lean on but Yah. And we're more trusting in that kind of state because it's humbling, you know. It's like Satan is always going to come at us with trickery and with deception. But Yah's protection is always there to lead us and to guide us in whatever it is that we're doing, you know. But we have to remember to tap into that source by maintaining that level of faith and that level of trust that Yah is still there. Now that we know Yah, speaking of humility, we have to remember that He is the power behind everything that takes place in our lives. And we have to remember this more so than anyone because we are Hebrew women. And as the, not just the weaker vessel, but the priority on Satan's hit list is Israel, because Israel is the apple of Yah's eye. And going back to the analogy of the children, sometimes when people can't touch the parent, they will touch the child. And they know that that is the heart of the parent. And so as Satan cannot touch Yah, he tries to always deceive and to manipulate and to touch Israel, the apple of Yah's eye. And so as Israelite women, we have to always keep in mind that Yah is the power that's standing behind us, because we are surrounded by notions that we are sacred feminine goddesses, that we are strong black women. And so while we're not sacred feminine goddesses, what we are is princesses and queens with wisdom that come from Yah. And see, that is the key to the humility we need to always be able to tear ourselves down to the point to where we trust only in Yah, is that we are nothing without Yah. You know, Yah is everything, and Yah is behind everything. Yah is that rock. I can do nothing, and I am nothing without Yah. And so, you know, of course, we're not strong black women because we're not black women, because black is a color. And praise be to Yah that we've been redeemed and we have come into our full understanding of our rightful nationality. But we do have strength in Yah. And that's something we can never forget, is that Satan is a copycat. And because you're not a strong black woman does not mean that you're not a strong Hebrew woman, does not mean that you are not a strong woman. You know, all of these different things that go on, sacred, feminine, and all of that, Satan is a copycat. Satan gets that from Yah. And so primarily, again, to tap into that source of strength that we all need on a daily basis, because like we talked about on the last radio show, every day is different. The days change so dramatically. At one point you can be up, and then at another point you can be down. It just changes that way. And so to always make sure that we're staying strong in our walks, we have to stay under that protection. We have to stay, and that is critical. As Israelite women, we are on the first line of attack before all the other nations of people. And, of course, our men are the first on attack, period. But we are next after them, and then our children. And so if at any point in time we neglect to acknowledge Yah in our lives, and not only acknowledge Yah in our lives, but to count on Yah in our lives. At any point, if we are deceived at any point to where we are taken out from away from Yah, then it is at that point that we come from under Yah's protection. And Yah's strength cannot be behind us in the way that we need it to. Because, see, Yah is willing to give everything to us. But are we worthy to receive it? You see, a lot of times we go through our various problems because we're weak in that area. And it's not because Yah hates us, nor is it because Yah has left us, but it's because Yah is strengthening us in that area. So it's like if you just coming into the truth and you just seem to be getting all of this, you seem to really be struggling in a certain area, that's because Yah is strengthening you in that area. It's not because you're under attack. It's not because you are being not being heard by Yah. No, it's because Yah is strengthening you in that area because you're weaker in that area. You know, and so Yah stands for us, Yah fights for us, Yah delivers us. We know this, but do we believe this? See, knowing and believing and then acting on that belief is two totally different things. Two totally different things. I want to go to two scriptures here. The first is 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 27. Wait a minute. Let me see here. To make sure I got this right. Oh, verse 26, I'm sorry. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 26. For who is this, this is that we, you know, they're going to battle and stuff. For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should reproach the armies of the living Yah? And before I expound on that, I want to go to Jeremiah chapter 51 here. And just let me get to it really quick because I'm not looking at Esau at the moment. Jeremiah chapter 51, and I want to read verse 20 through 23. You are my battle axe. This is Yah talking about Yisrael. Weapons of battle, and with you I shall break nations in pieces, and with you I shall destroy kingdoms, and with you I shall break in pieces the horse and its rider. And with you I shall break in pieces the chariot and its rider. And with you, okay, and with you I shall break in pieces, yeah, the chariot and his rider. And with you I shall break in pieces man and woman. And with you I shall break in pieces old and young. And with you I shall break in pieces the young man and the maiden. And with you I shall break in pieces the shepherd and his flock. And with you I shall break in pieces the farmer and his yoke of oxen. And with you I shall break in pieces governors and rulers. So, you know, Yisrael is Yah's, you know, army on earth. We are the armies of the living Yah. And so Yah's strength is not going to just be, you know, Yah's not going to call a nation his army on earth and use them as his weapons of war if he's not going, if he's not behind them, if they're a weak nation, you know. And so just remembering that and remembering that Yah's strength is always behind us, and that's why we can do anything with Yah, and that's why we can accomplish anything with Yah, and we can overcome anything with Yah. But the moment we remove Yah from the equation, and when I say remove Yah from the equation, I don't necessarily mean that you go back to church, but I mean at the moment where we remove Yah from the equation, the moment we stop trusting in Yah first and foremost, the moment we put our feelings before Yah, the moment we put our fear before Yah, all of these things, you can bow down to fear. You know, that can be your God. You can bow down to your emotions, your feelings. That can be your God because emotions are dictated by spirits. And if the emotions that's coming from you is dictated by demonic entities, you can be bowing down to those demons. You can be in service to them. All of these different things that we put over Yah, it is at those moments, that moment, that we truly become weak. And so we have to remember, wait a minute, what am I doing? Yah is with me. Yah has mercy on me. I'm messed up, but Yah has not left me. And then the moment you realize that, and the moment you trust in that, and the moment you act on that thought, now you can pick yourself back up again, and now you can rebuild that strength. You can replenish yourself. You can tap into that ultimate power source that is always there. You know, like I said one time before, Yahushua's arm is always stretched out. He's that constant intercessor between us and Yah. Are we willing to grab hold of it, though? You know, Yah's arm is always stretched out. Yah is our shepherd. Are we willing to follow? It's the question.
Cain, absolutely, ladies. And that's something that we can all identify with. Hallelujah for that illustration. You see, it's kind of like, you know, ladies, when we are going through a certain situation in our daily lives, you know, sometimes we may have a tendency to shut down. And when I say shut down, not just withdrawing, you know, withdrawing yourself from the situation, you know, taking a breather and praying, getting into your scripts, you know, regaining your spiritual strength. I'm talking about the opposite. It is that withdrawal period where you are sulking, where you are replaying certain situations over and over again in your mind, where you are focusing on the negative, where you are letting, as EC said, you know, your emotions that are being dictated by these evil ones, you are allowing them to manifest. That means you are stepping out of God's protection. You're doing exactly what you're not supposed to be doing. We're talking about these moments. And it may sound very small, but ladies, it's something very great. It's something very great because we are living in this world and there are many different things going on. And we know that 9 times out of 10, the person that we may be dealing with on the daily is not walking in Yah. So we can't allow this person that's not walking in Yah to get us in such turmoil, to have us going through oh so much. That can be anyone. That can be a friend of the world. That can be a coworker. That can be a genetic family member. You can't find yourself in this situation where you are just, you know, just wallowing in all this sorrow. You know, ladies, that's wrong. You see, I hallelujah for what you said, because it's something that we as women, we struggle with on the daily. We struggle with on the daily. You know, during this process, while we're drawing our strength from Yah, you cannot rely on yourself. It's not the time to be self-reliant. You can't take matters into your own hands. You know, you have to wait on Yah. And of course, it can be a challenge because we see it on the physical. Nothing is happening, you know, because we're still here on earth. So when you think about waiting, of course, you actually want to do something. You know, you want to put your hands in it. You want to make a move. You want to try to make it work out. But really, that's exactly what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be waiting, because that waiting gives us that strength. I want to go to Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. And actually, I want to back it up to verse 29. I'm going to read Isaiah 40 from 29 to 31. It says, "He gives power to the faint, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who wait on Yah renew their strength. They raise up like the wings like eagles. They run and are not weary. They walk and they do not faint." So ladies, you know, that verse right there proves that waiting on Yah only rejuvenates and invigorates us. It gives us that strength that we need. It lifts us up. When you think about an eagle is always associated with being strong, with being fearless, with being bold, not being afraid. And the scripture says right there, we'll raise up like the wing, like eagles, and we won't be weary. We won't be tired. So ladies, you know, during this process, it does take a level of patience. You must be patient. You must be humble. But Yah will renew your strength. It's proven right there in the scriptures. And even though, you know, like I said, we're dealing on the physical, so you may become frustrated and anxious, and you might want to do something about it, but just know that you can't rely on your own strength, because once again, in the scriptures, it says that we're not fighting against flesh. You know, ladies, this is not on the physical. Going back to what EC said before about these emotions that are being dictated by these evil ones, you know, it's not flesh that we're dealing with. So we can't get so caught up on the physical and in that very moment and then lose track and lose sight and step from under that protection that we were talking about earlier.
Kane, absolutely. We got a call on the line. And if anybody else would like to call in, we got about 18 minutes left. I guess calling number is 347-633-9606. Just press number 1 on your keypad, and we will be able to see you in queue. I like that you talked about, Salaya, the waiting on Yah and how that renews our strength. Because sometimes it's just about us being still. You know, sometimes you can't really hear Yah until you're quiet and you're still enough to hear Yah. And being still, it requires that patience that we all need. And that patience actually requires that trust or that faith. Because to wait on Yah, you have to believe in Yah. I mean, you can't just be waiting around for an entity you don't believe in or something that you don't believe in. So even patience requires faith. I want to go to 412-215. Shalom, shalom, you're on the show. Okay, wait a minute. Let me try this one more time. Shalom, shalom, you are on the show. Caller? 412.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the show.
Can you hear me?
Sure can.
I think I hit this by mistake. I really didn't want to speak. I've been listening, so I really enjoy the show. So I'm sorry.
Okay, great. I'm going to go ahead and mute you. As a matter of fact, before you said something, I was about to mute you again because I figured that was a mistake. But if anyone would like to call in, hey, you're more than welcome to do so. We got about 17 minutes this show. Not rocking with you for a really long time tonight because it's not necessary, but it is important. We are talking about Yah is our strength. And again, just like the coach said, just, you know, it takes strength. Let's just think about all of the things it takes strength to do just to be in this walk. It takes strength to wait on Yah, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, again, because you have to be still, you have to listen, you have to trust. It takes strength to just be a servant of Yah. And see, that's the thing. It's like if you are a servant of Yah right now, and of course, by now, I mean, we do have new people listening to the show. So briefly, Yah is the proper name for the Most High, and Yehoshua is the proper name of his son. Yah, as in Psalms chapter 68, verse 4, there's no letter J, J sound, or J equivalent in the Hebrew, Latin, or Greek, so that wouldn't be Jah, it would be Yah. Hallelujah, praise you, Yah, kumbaya, come by Yah, Obadiah, servant of Yah, so forth and so on. And then Yehoshua, Yah, salvation or salvation of Yah. And so if you find yourself as a servant of Yah through Yehoshua the Messiah, and not just that, but of spirit and of truth, so you're on one accord with the one teaching, then you are covered within that mercy and that protection. You are strong even within that because it takes a certain amount of strength just to be servants of Yah. Is what I'm saying. Just to be a part of the Messianic house of Israel, Messianic meaning, you know, believing in Yehoshua as the Messiah, not believing that Yehoshua is Yahshua or Jesus with a black face, but Yehoshua as the Messiah, and being on one accord with the one teaching and just all of these things that we're learning here at Israelite Heritage. That in itself takes strength because you have to have a certain boldness and a certain amount of strength for when you go out here into the world and you're showing people that physical manifestation of who Yah is in your actions, you know, not just with your words, not just and what I like about shows like this with Yah is our strength and learning to trust in Yah and all of these things is that we have to get out of this mindset that of this religious mindset, and I know that y'all have heard me say that over a million times, but I cannot stop saying it, you know, and because you know, the Spirit's telling me that it's present, you know, not just in the world, but in Israel, and we have to get out of this mindset of We know the Bible is our history book. We know about the Bible is Black history. We know that it is not a religious book. It is a history book. But a lot of times we can still find ourselves walking in this truth according to the Bible as if it's a religious book. And so we have to break the chains of that mentality so that we can continue to show people that righteous example of what of Yah, you know, as Yah manifested on earth. You know, we are supposed to be the physical examples of Yah on earth. If we are the armies of the, if we are the army of Yah on earth, then we are supposed to be the example of Yah on earth. As it is in heaven, so it is on earth. The Israelites are supposed to be Yah's example of him, of himself on earth. Right. And so, you know, the more we learn how to perfect this, the more we learn how to trust in Yah more, the more we learn how to really incorporate these messages and these lessons and these laws into our daily life, we become stronger. You see, when you first came into the truth, you may have to battle things that down the line you ain't going to have to worry about. And so when you get there to that point, let's say 2, 3, 4 years down the line, you're going to have to battle even more challenging things. And then when you get 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years down the line before that, those things that were once challenging don't look as challenging anymore because you yourself have become stronger. You know, for a lot of you, you struggled with understanding the names of salvation. All your life, you've been told that God has many names, even though you can't find that in the Bible. All your life, you've been taught that it doesn't matter what you call the Most High, even though you cannot find that in the Bible. And then Yah pulls you out of your ignorance, and he shows you that there's only one name under the heavens by which you may get salvation in Acts 4:12. He shows you that we are not to take Yah's name in vain, you know, take his name in vain. He shows you Psalm 64. He shows you all these things, and now you're stronger spiritually than you once was. And so now you can move on to another level. That's how it is in this walk with just the progressions that we, you know, if you've been calling on Yah and Yehoshua since you came into this walk, that's something worthy of recognizing. And see, we have to learn to recognize just a little bit, just the small progressions in our lives and, you know, where we've become strong at. You know, a lot of you have really become perfect in certain areas of your walk, you know, and then so now you're working on other things. And so Yah wants us to rely on him completely. Speak going back to that strength, Yah wants us to rely on him as our strength. You know, it's just like, again, with your children, you want your children, you know, like, and I know you coaches can relate, you know, you may find something out about your child, and then you're like, man, why didn't you come to me? Y'all know how we be. Why you ain't come to mama? I would have handled that for you, you know? Why you ain't come to me about that, you know? That's how Yah is. Sometimes we be so down and out and so stressed out, and Father Yah's like, why you ain't coming to me? Don't you know that I am self-existing one? Don't you know how powerful name is and that whatever comes out of my mouth is done? You know, don't you know that even you just even speaking my name is power within itself? That's another thing. Be careful when you speak in Yah's name and when you saying stuff like Yah said and all of that. Yah's name is really powerful, you know, and that's one thing I'm coming to really appreciate is respect your father. You know, it's like this is not church. This is not religion. This is not Christianity. Don't put Yah's word in your mouth if you ain't real about it. You know, and that's just for real. But just going back, Father Yah's like, I could have, I can do that for you. You know, and so again, the core of tonight's show and the core of Yah is our strength is that Yah is always there for his servants, those who trust in him, those who believe that he exists, those who believe that he is the self-existing power. Yah's right there with you. Yah got you. You going through something right now? Don't worry. Y'all got you. It seemed like y'all done forgot about you? Don't worry. He ain't ignored you. He's still right there with you. He's just waiting on you to tap into the ultimate power source. He's waiting on you to have trust in have trust in him.
Okay, absolutely. And ladies, you know, this is going to primarily start with us surrendering to Yah. You know, first surrender to him. You know, as we pray, that's the time where we admit to Yah that we know that he is the all-existing one. We know that his ways are the highest. We acknowledge him as the Most High. We show him that we're leaving all of our troubles and our burdens and our dreams in his hands because he is capable. You know, in fact, the scriptures promise that when we reach out to him in prayer, he hears us. Psalms 55:17 says, evening, morning, and noon, I cry out in distress and he hears my voice. Because Yah never takes a break. He never leaves us to fend for ourselves. Chapter 3, verse 12 says that, let me get there right quick because I'm reading from a different version, but let me get back to the scriptures. Actually, you know what? I'm going to stick with this one. This is another version, ladies. It's the English Standard Version. Proverbs 3:12 says, because Yah disciplines those he loves. As a father, the son he delights in. So ladies, everything that we're going through, it goes back to what EC was just saying. It's because Yah is shaping us and he's molding us. He's grooming us to go to that next level. Romans 8, verse 28 says, and we know that all matters work together for good to those who love Yah, to those who are called according to his purpose. Now, ladies, we know that Yah has called us according to his purpose. So everything that we're going through on the daily is showing that he's disciplining us, you know, because he loves us. He's ready for us to do his work. So just like EC was saying, you're going to find yourself struggling with something at a certain moment. But as you continue to grow, as you continue to walk straight and acknowledge him in all of your ways, as you continue to trust in him and be faithful and be obedient, you're not going to have to worry about that little petty stuff. You know what I'm saying? You're not worried about being tempted by pork, being tempted by all of that filthy food that we used to eat, the shrimp and the crabs. You're not worried about that anymore because Yah has delivered you because you continue to trust and believe in him and you're being faithful. Because the scripture says right there, everything is working together for the good because we are called to Yah's purpose. So hallelujah for that, you know, ladies. And constantly, you know, as we're going through these issues, don't be afraid to check yourself by Yah's word. Don't be afraid to check yourself. Check yourself. Take some time and check yourself by Yah's word, because everything, all of these scriptures that we've read tonight, of course, we've heard them before, but, you know, Yah has given us these scriptures tonight in a different context. He's given us a greater understanding of what we're reading tonight because we are supposed to draw our strength from him. Scripture also says that you have to put on the armor of Yah. It's Yah's armor. You know, when I was reading that today, I was like, wow, hallelujah. You know, that's in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. Put on the complete armor of Yah, for you have power to stand against the schemes of the devil, you know, because once again, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against authorities, against the world rulers of the darkness of this age, against matters of wickedness in the heavenlies. Then going down to verse 16, it says, above all, having taken up the shield of belief with you, you shall have power to quench all of the burning arrows of the wicked one. You know, hallelujah, that armor that scripture that we constantly say, it says it's the armor of Yah. So that means, once again, we're drawing from his strength alone. So hallelujah for tonight's topic.
Kane, and I like, just really quick, I wanted to touch on again, we got about 3 minutes left, so we're getting ready to end tonight's show. But you spoke about Yah's discipline, and I just wanted to kind of, you know, elaborate on that, because Yah's discipline is part of Yah's love. And we have to understand that. And, you know, as we're walking this walk, and as we're encouraging each other and, you know, praying for each other and all of these things, Celia brought up a really good point. And what she said was testing yourself against Yah's word. In other words, trying the spirits that's on you, trying the spirit, you know. And that's so important, because we're coming from a religious world. And part of breaking that religious mindset is breaking that worldly concept of what love is. Love, Yah's love is merciful, it's compassionate, it's everlasting, it's kindness, you know, but it's also discipline. It is also rest. It is also, you know, and we know this more intimately as a people, because we are under, that's why we suffer under the curses today. And so I want to read really quick to touch on something else that Celia said. This is 2 Samuel chapter 21, verse 1. And I just want to make a point really quick. 2 Samuel chapter 21, verse 1. And just in case we go into the archives, if you are listening in the chat room, just in case it cuts off in the archives, you can go ahead and call in. It doesn't cut off on the phone line. So that's 347-633-9606. Again, that's 347-633-9606. We got about 2 minutes left of the show, but just in case it goes onto the archives while we are streaming, you'll still be able to hear the show. And here's what it says, 2 Samuel chapter 21, verse 1. And there was a scarcity of food in the days of David for 3 years, year after year. And David sought the face of Yah, and Yah answered, because of Shaul and his bloodthirsty house, because he killed the Gibeonites. And so I just read that just to say that everything that Yah does is for a reason. You know, it's not that he had turned his back on Dawid or anything like that, but Yah is like, this is why this is happening here. There is sin here. And so while we talk about how Yah is strength and Yah is compassionate, yeah, but sin, because sin brings about the curses, and the curses bring death, you know. And so we have to remember that Yah's discipline is part of the walk, is part of the, it comes with the territory. You know, you're not going to have Yah's compassion and Yah's mercy without Yah's wrath and Yah's discipline. So just like a mother or father, you know, just like a father would go to war for his children, a father would also whoop his kids too. Punishment, right? And so as a nation, we have been put on punishment because of our disobedience to our Father. And so, you know, going back to what the Koti said, testing the spirit and trying the spirit by the word and always lining your actions up with the word is very pivotal, you know, because we, you know, a lot of times our balance is off. We have a, we don't understand much about the discipline, but we do the compassion, so we raises the compassion and lowers the discipline, and we start to bring Yah down more and more and more to the level of Jesus, but he ain't Jesus. Hmm. Or we'll have the discipline, right? We get the organization, but then we don't have enough of Yah's mercy and his compassion, and then we start to bring Yah down more and more and more to the level of the Pharisees. But he ain't the Pharisees. And so we have to have that balance there. We have to understand that Yah's laws and his commandments govern our lives. And it is by this discipline that we live. And this discipline strengthens us. The discipline of Yah's laws and commandments is what strengthens us. But at the same time, we cannot have that without the mercy that comes with Yahushua the Messiah. You know, because Yah's word and Yah's Messiah cannot be separated. Right, you cannot separate Yah's word from his Messiah no more than his Messiah from Yah's word. And sometimes we have a problem balancing that, you know, and so we have to always keep that in mind, is that when you come into the truth, things are going to be different. You know, because the characteristics of Yah, see, this is what we say Yah and all of that, but the characteristics of Yah and Yahushua, we have to make sure that we learn. You know, Yah's character is not the same as God and the church. Yahushua is not Black Jesus, you know, and so we have to understand that, and we have to, you know, just understand that Yah is going to record, actually, he recording, but Yah is going to reward each according to his work. So Yah repays sin for sin and righteousness for righteousness. So if you're doing good in your life and you're staying faithful to him, you know, he's going to continue to bless you with everything that you need. But during those moments where Yah is disciplining us, we cannot turn our backs on Yah. That's the strength of Yah, too. You cannot turn your back on Yah because Yah is disciplining you, because Yah is putting you on punishment, because Yah is whooping you right now. You cannot turn your back on that because Yah is strengthening you, because he has a greater mission for you. And before he give you that gift of that mission, he's got to make sure that you're ready to receive it. You know, if a child, you know, go up to the stove, a 5-year-old, and put his hand over the fire and burn himself, his father may put him on punishment or whip him, but that's not because he's never going to get to the point of ever using the stove. His father just wanted to teach him how to properly use it. And so likewise, your father just trying to teach you how to properly do what it is he got to do so you can work for his will and not yours. And in order to do that, he's going to have to love you the way that Yah has always loved us, with compassion, with mercy, with discipline, and with structure. And so before we close out, I want to read two scriptures here. I want to go to 2 Samuel chapter 22, and I want to read verse 2 through 7. And he said, Yah is my rock and my stronghold and my deliverer. My power, my Yah is my rock. I take refuge in him. My shield and the horn of my deliverance. My high tower and my refuge. My savior, you save me from violence. I call on Yah, the one to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. See, that's why I say vengeance is Yah's. You ain't got to do nothing. And see, that's what we mess up at, is that we trying to make Yah's job ours. You ain't got to try to go repay somebody for what they said about you. You ain't even got to get mad about it. You ain't even got to put your energy into it. Because Yah, what does it say? Yah saves me from violence, and I am saved from my enemies, for the ways of death surround me. Floods of Belial made me afraid. The cords of the grave were all around me. The snares of death were before me. In my distress, I call upon Yah, and to my Yah I cried. And from his temple, he heard my voice, and my cry was in his ears. Right? So in our distress, we call on Yah. Why do we call on Yah? Because we trust in Yah. What do we trust about Yah? We trust that Yah will deliver us. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2. And this is my last scripture before I turn it over to the Coates to close us on out. But, you know, that's to remember that, let's see here. Okay, 12, verse 2. We just have to remember that Yah's strength is his mercy and his compassion that is working in our lives. Yah, the strength that Yah has given us has come from the mercy that he has given us. You know, he has not allowed us. It's kind of like the story of Job. All of that stuff happened to Job. And at the end of the day, it was Yah who offered him up to Satan, because Job was such a perfect servant that Yah offered him up to Satan. Have you considered my servant Job? And he was going through all of that stuff. You know, a lot of stuff Job went through, he went through some stuff that we probably can't even handle, you know?
Dang.
And so But see, Yah was there. Satan was able to do all of that to him, but he couldn't kill him because Yah was there. And when you look at the story of Job and you see how strong he was, you see that he had the strength of Yah. Why did he have the strength of Yah? Because Yah never left him, because Yah's mercy was upon him. And everything that Satan tried to do to Job to make him curse Yah, even using his wife, it didn't work because Yah said, look, you do whatever you want to do, but you're not going to kill my servant. And so that's how it is when we're going through our troubles, and none of our troubles have been equivalent to that of Job's. But when we're going through our troubles on our levels, that's the thing. You know, Yah may allow Satan to do what he's doing to strengthen you, but he's not going to allow him to touch one hair on your head because you are his servant. And when Yah has called you to be his servant, that's a big deal. That's a really big deal. And we need to start recognizing that in our walks. We need to start recognizing that in our lives. You call yourself a servant of Yah, that is a really big deal. You better act like a servant of Yah, and you better carry yourself representative of a servant of Yah. That's a really big deal. Because when you go out in this world, sisters, and you stand before the people, they cannot see religion. You got to be able to talk to these people about the curses and about prophecy and about everything that's going on with us as a people in the way that a servant of Yah would do it. At this point in time, this is not about trying to badger people. This is not about being pharisaical. This is not about being afraid. At this point in time, either they're going to listen to the truth or they don't want the truth. And that's how we got to be about it. You know, you give them the truth the way that it is, and then that's it. So being servants, when Yah has called you to be a servant of his, when he has said, daughter, you are my servant, that is a really, really big deal. That's a huge responsibility, and we bet not take it lightly. Isaiah chapter 12, verses 2. See, Yah is my deliverance. I trust and am not afraid. For Yah is my strength and my song, and he has become my deliverance. Hallelujah. So that's the end of the show, ladies. Koti Zataria and Salaya, go ahead and take us out, as y'all do every week so beautifully. And I pray that everyone's week is a blessed one, and I pray that Yah's mercy and his compassion may continue to be on his servants according to his will.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just want to say hallelujah for this topic tonight. And just remember, ladies, just stay humble enough to receive the correction of Yah. Don't make it harder on yourself. Each and everything that we go through is for a reason. Remember that either he's either strengthening you or he's using you to strengthen someone else. So Yah bless each and every one of you until we meet again.
Cain, hallelujah. And to confirm what Akoti Ataria just said through Scripture, I want to close out with Romans 8, verse 18. I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the esteem that is to be revealed in us. So hallelujah, Akotis. May Yah bless you. May Yah guard you and to give you peace in Yahushua's name. Shalom.
You're listening to the Israelite Heritage Radio Network, where we restore the forgotten heritage to the forgotten people.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy. Without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Danny, I just figured out that if I switch to Metro PCS, I get two Samsung Galaxy phones free.
Cool, Dad.
And I could be a super dad with two free Samsung Galaxy phones and call myself Double Galaxy Man.
Or you could give the second phone to your sidekick.
Yeah, I guess I could do that.
That's right. Two free Samsung Galaxy On 5 smartphones are all yours when you switch to Metro PCS. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.